his conversations could keep me from sinning. In the midst of his words, I get lost in visions of life-leading lyrics and roaring rhymes, these waves of rhythms that rescue me, reach in and warm the depth of me, so firm yet so delicately, like calloused hands caressing the softest parts of me, or a stand-up dude on bended knee for me. And when he sleeps with me, I can rest my flesh, take a deep breath, let our spirits mesh, and all this without him laying next to me. He holds me so close, yet from so far that no distance could intervene. In fact, all the distance in between begs to be a part of this rhythmic ritual, this waltz I'm watching, and my spiritual is politely beckoned to this dance cadence, as if my whole world gains this gradual focus, flowing, so fluid yet so structured, so open yet so covered, so grounded still I hover to places only my dreams could reach. And even here, he still accompanies me. I'm finding joy in composing countless eulogy, cause I've shed the former parts of me, and in so many ways I cease to exist. My flesh falls with each caress from his lips, every sweet utterance. I remain naked, and he takes my hand, leads me to distant lands, and I frequent familiar places for the first time. I'm finding cameos of myself in his rhyme.